Let's continue from Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 through 25. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake, and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonied, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. This is the image of the born-again children of God. The born-again children of God do not fear death. This is such a great testimony. They spoke with an authority, confidence, unexcited, calm, yet fearless. This is because God is with them. Christians must bear this witness. Not a testimony of, I worked so hard and God gave me a lot of money, but rather a testimony of God's power before the people. When Nebuchadnezzar asked, Who is the God that will save you? These guys were bold before the king. Nebuchadnezzar was a mighty king of his time. How dare they speak like this in front of him? God allowed the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, but he was too proud and arrogant, which later caused his great downfall. They didn't hesitate, but responded immediately, and yet boldly proclaimed, Even if you throw us into the furnace, God can save us. Regardless, O king, we will not serve your gods. We Christians, whether we live or die, just have to obey the word of God. Even when we pray for the sick, we just have to pray and leave it to God to heal them. There's nothing to be disappointed because of God did not immediately heal them. And there's nothing to be proud of God's healing powers. It is all up to God. People tend to believe God doesn't have the ability when their prayers aren't answered immediately. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not doubt God's ability, whether God could deliver them or not. This is the attitude of those who rejoice in God. That is why people lose their faith and become afraid when something doesn't go the way they thought. It may seem the world is ridiculing them, but it doesn't matter. God will take care of everything if you simply obey his words. If we pray according to God's will, it doesn't matter whether it comes true or not. And it really doesn't matter if it happens right away, or if it takes a month, or 10 years down the road. Pastor Song has been trying to lead people with the word of God during his ministry, and some words took 20 years to be fulfilled. Therefore, if you hold on to the word and pray, it will surely come true. Likewise, praying for the salvation of our non-believing family members will definitely come true. It's not because God doesn't have the ability, but when we pray, God does it in his own time and his own way, never in our way or our method. Just as Acts 16:31 says, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. So it will definitely come true. We just have to pray for it. We must always pray according to the scripture and not of our own will. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not doubt the power of God. God has the ability. The question is, will God send them to heaven at that time, or will he save them from the furnace immediately? It depends on God's will. He told us to pray according to his will and not to doubt. Getting these men out of the furnace is not a matter of God's ability, but of God's will. If there is a problem for us Christians, it has nothing to do with God's ability and his power. It's not that God can't solve our problems, but Satan tempts us. I prayed like this. God didn't hear me. Satan whispers deception into us, just like in the Garden of Eden. Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden, in Genesis 3 verse 1. Didn't God say he answers all prayers? In such way, Satan always deceives and discourages those who pray according to the word. This is why Christians today are tempted and led astray. There is nothing wrong with God's abilities. However, we all need to remember that it is God's will. Then, that's all we need to know. And even if it does not come out the way we think, even if our prayers are not answered, if it's God's will, then we just have to obey. In everything, give thanks, just like in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We don't have to worry about the results after we pray. That's all up to God to decide. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego decided not to commit the sin of bowing down to the golden image. Holding out to God's word not to worship idols, they simply obeyed, believing God will take care of the rest. After all, people are appointed to die once. What is important is the judgment afterward. The judgment is more important than death. That's why people with this sort of faith have nothing to fear. There shouldn't even be a discussion about whether or not to visit the Shinto shrine during the Japanese colonial period in Korea. Every pastor and minister did it, as there were only a few, including Pastor Ju, who was against it and did not visit the shrine or bow down to it. The same goes today. Tolerant. It's okay to bow your heads as long as you don't acknowledge with our hearts. Even with the Japanese police threats and torture, Pastor Ju resisted. Since that didn't work out, they tried to convince him not to bow down, but simply meditate in the car as they drove by the shrine. This is how deceiving Satan is. Pastor Ju did not do that either. If you are deceived like that once, you won't realize it right then, but you will experience great agony later down the road. Here, the young prisoners speak boldly in front of King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of kings of that time. They didn't beg for mercy, rather said bluntly, "We're not going to bow down, even if you throw us into the fiery furnace." This caused Nebuchadnezzar to become furious, and the form of his visage changed. His facial expression changed by someone insignificant defying his orders. The fiery furnace was so hot, the people who threw these guys were killed by the flames. Now, usually when people were thrown into the furnace, they were stripped off their clothes and hats. But the king was so angry, he threw these guys into the furnace fully clothed. Anyone tossed into that furnace burned up instantly. Even iron ores are melted instantaneously, like ice. Human flesh and bones have no chance. Normally, people would raise all sorts of ruckus before execution, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego just went inside quietly. Historically speaking, many Christian martyrs were set on fire alive on pyre during the Middle Ages. Realizing their martyrdom was for the Lord, these folks just laughed even when they were turning into a pile of ash. Unfortunately, many people who go to church in our modern times are unlike Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego or Daniel. But if you have the Holy Spirit, you can do it. We can never do it on our own. But because the Holy Spirit gives power at the right time, the Apostle Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Philippians 4:13. "Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." 2 Corinthians 12:10. True born-again Christians normally look weak, but when the time comes, with persecution, they become stronger, like the underground church members hidden in North Korea. Imagine how surprised Nebuchadnezzar must have been. Three people were bound inside the furnace, but they were all freely roaming around with another person with them. "Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Many revised Bibles say, "like a Son of God," or "son of the gods" with small g. Jesus walked there with them. In the eyes of the theologians, he was the son of the gods with small g. But Nebuchadnezzar said he was the Son of God with capital S and capital G. Theologians just could not fathom that the Son of God could go in there. So they corrected the Bible to the Son of the gods with lower S and lower G. Unbelievable. They altered the words of the Bible. It is written as the Son of God. In the King James Bible, with the definite article with capital S and G. T-H-E, the is definite article referring to someone or something specific. On the contrary, a is an indefinite article. Bibles like the NIV alter the words Son and God to lowercase S and G. Modern theologians are worse than Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar did not believe in God, but he at least acknowledged God and worshiped. He even worshiped Daniel, the man of God. When theologians didn't understand something in the Bible, they altered it as they pleased. In the Old Testament, there are cases where angels are called sons of God. Then it's lowercase. Galatians 4:14 says, "And my temptation which was in my flesh, ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus." The Apostle Paul had a physical illness. When he prayed for others, they were healed even as his shadow passed by. But the Apostle Paul himself was always sick. Yet the Galatians did not ignore him or reject him, but received him as an angel of God, just like Jesus. Acts 27:23 says, "For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. This is also the Lord who appears like an angel." Therefore, it is very unlikely that Nebuchadnezzar knew about the Son of God. Theologians could not believe a king like Nebuchadnezzar know God. Actually, Nebuchadnezzar knows better than they do. He recognized Daniel as a man of God. And many theologians think they know God when they don't, compared to the ancient kings Cyrus, Darius, or Nebuchadnezzar. The God of the world has blinded the minds and prevented the light of the glorious gospel of Christ from shining through. In other words, many people hear the word and learn it, but it remains in their heads and does not penetrate into their hearts because they don't understand. Many people listen to the word, especially many young people, they listen to the word. But what young people do not realize is that it remains in their heads. And because the devil works in their heads and argues against the scripture, or because they argue with the worldly knowledge they learned in schools, in the end, words cannot go down to their hearts. No matter how many times they hear the gospel, they simply don't realize that they are sinners as they ask, "Why did Jesus die for me? How can he die for my sins 2,000 years ago?" And they believe it to be a nonsense. Therefore, in these last days, Satan is working very hard to deceive one more person, causing them not to realize that they're a sinner, keeping them from believing in Jesus, and just have them receive Christ with their lips and not with all their hearts. The people of the Old Testament era knew about God 1,000 years before Nebuchadnezzar was born. Job 38:7, "When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy." The stars are called angels in the Bible. They are called sons of God. On the other hand, King Solomon knew 400 years before Nebuchadnezzar that God had a son named Jesus Christ. Solomon wrote this proverb, Proverbs 8:22 and 23, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was." I here is not Solomon. That's Jesus. Solomon knew through the Holy Spirit. He spoke the words as if Jesus personally spoke them. So did David. Here you can know me and I is Jesus Christ, who has been possessed by the God from eternity from the beginning, the one and only Jesus Christ, God who is the Word. Proverbs was written by Solomon 400 years before King Nebuchadnezzar. He knows about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is eternal, he can foresee the past, present, and future. Proverbs 30:4, "Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fists? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name, if thou canst tell?" His son is Jesus Christ. A person who can answer yes when asked if he can name his son is truly a man of God. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He was known to a man named Job 1,000 years before King Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar did not know the Son of God, who was known to Solomon 400 years ago. Theologians today say that they didn't know because they were not born again. Without the Holy Spirit, they will never know. Theology is man-made. All we need is to study the Bible. Theology is the study of God. This is equivalent to ancient philosophy. In the eyes of Nebuchadnezzar, The fourth man was seen as the Son of God, invisible because even though they have eyes but don't see, and with ears, are not able to hear. We know that it is Jesus Christ who appeared as the angel of the Lord. Daniel 3:26-28. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and hath changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Wonderful sermon indeed. We learn a tremendous spiritual lesson from the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be also glad with exceeding joy. 1 Peter 4:12-13. Although we do not have to go into the fire like that, we are also subjected to fiery trials. Nevertheless, you must know that our Lord is always with us, just as he was with those three men when they went into the fiery furnace. Although there are many trials throughout life, once it is over, it seems like nothing. A reminder that the Lord is with us when we go through fiery trials. Had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego not gone through such trial, they would not have experienced walking with the Lord. We know that the Lord is with us when we are in trouble. That's why he sometimes allows us to face trials. So therefore, it strengthens our faith even more. Gold becomes refined once it has gone through purification process inside the furnace. In Job 23, verse 10, he said, But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold, like a pure gold. The reason we are given trials sometimes is for God to refine us further so that all the dregs can be destroyed and then give us assurance that the Lord is truly with us. Therefore, we must always be thankful. Daniel 3:28, Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. So Nebuchadnezzar knew God. An angel is a manifestation of God. When God appears, he sends an angel. An angel of the Lord appeared with a sword unto Joshua and Balaam in the Old Testament. But without knowing this, the Jehovah Witnesses say Jesus is an angel and not God. They are ignorant because they lack the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the appearance of the Son of God and the angel of God means that God himself appeared in human form. Genesis 18:19 tells us that our Lord appeared to Abraham in the form of man 2,000 years before Jesus came in flesh. That is 4,000 years ago from today. Not many people have preached like Nebuchadnezzar did in verse 28. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego trusted God 100% as they completely believed in him and gave their body to God. So God saved them. The reason being, first, they completely trusted God, and second, they were not afraid of the people, but only feared God. And thirdly, they gave their body to God. The Apostle Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In Romans 12:1, we worship on Sundays. This is not really worship, but worship is giving our bodies unto the Lord completely throughout the week. No matter how great a service may be, if we don't give our bodies, it's not considered worship. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Even in distresses, we just have to give our bodies. That is when God's good will be revealed. It shows how God has been with us. It is to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego offer their bodies as a living sacrifice to God. Now that's a proper worship. But these days, most worship services end with religious ceremony. Many just sing only through lips without offering their body and say, "Lord, Lord," only through their lips. We have to trust and depend on the Lord first, and it has to be 100%. Afterwards, we have to offer our bodies. Just give up for the Lord, even if it means death. Then the Lord will take care of everything. And even if he doesn't, we will meet the Lord immediately when we leave our body. It was to the extent that they changed the king's order because they trusted God. Again, Nebuchadnezzar is the type of the future Antichrist. And during the future Great Tribulation, there will be people who will follow the footsteps of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These people will enter the millennial kingdom. These three young men are the model of the remnant during the Great Tribulation. They will be so bold when they come to know Jesus. God is currently planning to select such people, refine them through the Great Tribulation, and grant them entry into the millennial kingdom. The Great Tribulation is the final crucible for the Jews. The Antichrist during the future Great Tribulation will be more evil than Nebuchadnezzar. However, because the 144,000 Jewish youth, male virgins, receive the seal of God, they will never die during the tribulation period as they roam the earth preaching the gospel. Elijah and Moses will also come down and preach the gospel. As they rebuke the Antichrist, they die and are resurrected on the third day. The final 70th week of Daniel remains before our eyes, so we must be born again today and receive the blessing of meeting the Lord in the air when he returns on the day of Christ. Therefore, now and today is the day of salvation and the day of receiving grace. Let us pray. Father God, you are correct. You want us to fully trust only in you and offer our mortal bodies to you, Lord. For that is when the Lord will save and be glorified. We want to trust you, Lord, 100%. And Father God, therefore, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we do not fear the ordeal even in our distresses. But even when such ordeal comes before us, when such trials come before us, we want to simply offer our bodies in gratitude and submit to your will. We want to, no matter how stressful, painful, needy, or troubled we may be, please give this sort of faith to all saints who belong to this church and all to everyone who hears this message, and help us to be victorious. Please help us to become warriors of faith who can silently offer sacrifices of thanksgiving with patience before the Lord, and therefore help us to praise the Lord when the work of the Satan appears, just as the serpent who came by one way and flees by seven. Father God, let us be purified before the coming of the Lord, so that all unbelief in us be eliminated, and so that we can truly worship by offering ourselves in the midst of 100% faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as the Lord said to the Samaritan woman at the well, God delights in those who worship him in spirit and in truth. You want to receive the worship of such people who are born again of the Holy Spirit and fully obey the word of truth. Lord, help us that may truly worship in spirit and in truth, who go out into the world and offer their bodies to give true and proper worship. We thank and pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.